to equalize that neighborhood.
Do you know what Danny's wanting?
Would think you like to help him with the motion?
Help him with the motion.
Well, you know what I think everybody understands. I'm just not clarifying it, right?
Well, help him with the motion.
You want to make a motion not to increase any of the other properties that we were considering increasing due to the non-application of the 202 index rate. You don't want to increase those now, is what you're saying.
No.
Could he make a motion to end summer BOE instead?
He could do that, and then those increases wouldn't occur. But if he's actually trying to get to those six that James went out and...
I mean, that's really the last bit of business. I'm just telling you that's the last bit of business is just the increased conversation that we were...
Is there... Since we've done a different motion than what we voted on last kick, do we need to address the increases, or can we just simply close the BOE like Jim's saying?
You can close the BOE, then... Wait. You've reconsidered the motion, and...
The increases are gone.
The increases...
The whole motion's now been removed because we reconsidered that motion, so that motion no longer exists.
Okay. I wasn't thinking along those lines.
Right.
I was trying to eliminate that was in the
motion. I know what you're trying to get to, so, I mean, if you end summer BOE, I think it's everything's over. Is that correct, Bob?
No. There was a motion passed last Friday, though, wasn't there, to increase...
But, that was part of the original motion. It was a two-part motion, and that was reconsidered and revoted.
Dr. Rose, that's what I was trying to eliminate.
I have to bring this issue up, I'm just to protect. The motion that you made was replacing the motion that you voted to reconsider. But in that motion... You did not exempt the properties that were owned by the members of the BOE, and I'm not saying that you want to do that, but you didn't do that in this new motion.
Right, that's right. And we didn't address, we addressed in the other motion that we were reconsidering. We addressed all these things that we're talking about the increase to the, If you think that's the simplest way to do it, just
I'm just trying to think, is there any other business left besides the discussion of increases? Donna?
We were actually going to ask you to make a motion to accept the minutes that we just printed out and handed you, so we'd have a motion to accept that as the final minutes.
Yes. All right, motion to accept this document, the minutes.
But we only do that if we're...
Well, no.
Finishing the meeting.
Well, I guess she's saying, are we...
We just want it formal that this is the final version, this is the one you want, and we're done.
And done with this motion.
Done with this motion.
So she just wants this formalized and finalized.
I got you.
So I don't have to come back and say we changed it or we modified it. This is the motion.
But what Bob said is we've left out the exempting the BOE members from our motion.
I would argue that wasn't the intent of the motion, was to, I mean, but we could.
I apologize for bringing that up.
No, it needs to be addressed. I mean, you could have.
If we end the BOE, Jim, the thing that I brought up with Dr. Rose and the 42%.
Right.
And his neighbors would be at 21. Now, that's just.
Right, that's
the
exact
argument about that. I'm just going by that. That would not be included in this, and so the BOE members would be sitting up here in a position of.
Right. So, was the intent to include the exemption in there, Dave? I mean, you can always vote on those exemptions separately, and they can abstain. That makes sense.
You mean as far as the board?
You could.
That never came into my thoughts.
Right.
Period. That was something I never gave any consideration to. Actually.
You know, I'm not wanting to punish all the rest of the county for.
Well, I guess is it an issue that whoever got increases? I mean, I don't think you guys were gratuitous trying to get a deal for yourself. It was. So how do you want to handle Dr. Rose's property? That got the increase.
That's the reason I don't think you can just end BOE unless we can do that in another session. I don't think we can just end BOE and leave.
Okay.
Somehow this thing.
We didn't specifically deal with this property.
Can we?
He was saying we
how do we deal with this property?
Is there a problem?
Do we just make it
a problem? I mean,
Actually, it's not an individual thing. It's included along with hundreds of thousands of other properties, and it really is not any, I can't see that it would
be an issue.
It may not be a problem, but without researching it, I don't know.
It's just leave it.
Careful not to have just a board member.
I know. It's fine. I don't see an issue with that. I mean, I don't. In the discussion, Dr. Rose wasn't trying to get his increase lowered.
He wasn't.
I know, and we all know that.
I'm just trying to.
I kind of figured I probably wouldn't have it.
Right.
If I voted on it.
Well, I'd ask the board, and I apologize for butting in, but what you've demanded out of and ordered out of three other departments, that you see those results and you wave your wand over them when they're completed. And that way this will formally end this thing of what's happening to the taxpayers.
Okay. I understand, James. What do we do with Bob, what are we going to do with Dr. Rose's property? Or Dave, I don't know.
Anybody.
How do you want to deal with that? How is best to deal with that?
You could make a motion to clarify the earlier motion that it wasn't to include the properties.
Okay.
Any decision was not to include the properties of the members of the BOE. But again, if for instance you had given a 10% increase to everybody across the board, I mean, there'd have been no problem with that.
Right.
You're giving it to everybody and you're treating yourself the same as everybody else. But you've made a little bit of a differentiation between certain properties in this decrease, but you're not dealing with his property individually.
I'm assuming
we decreased all properties.
Chuck, I don't. You said
I'm not saying it's a problem.
You had one piece of property
potential.
Take it a good.
I checked it last night.
I'm just trying to clarify.
I got an increase. Good.
Okay.
There's controversy over this that I think we need to exclude all the members.
Well, why don't you just make a motion to exclude all board? I'll make a motion that I can't. It's an amended motion, is it not?
See, because
it can be a separate motion.
I make a motion that all board of equalization members' properties, parcels that are in conflict, be omitted from any motions made by the summer BOE. How's that, Bob?
That's fine.
Is that good? Is that blanket?
Yeah, it takes your properties, the BOE members' properties, out of it, and nothing that the BOE has done affects any of the BOE members' properties.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm going to make a motion that...
I'm trying to figure out what in the world. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if that is the best thing to do.
Can I make a motion then to apply the motion to Bob, the board members, and have one at a time and omit them, and they can abstain?
I don't understand the question.
Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead, Danny.
Are you going to vote?
Am I going to vote on that? I don't know whether to vote on it or not. What I was trying to do was eliminate property owners that would receive in the former motion that was done away with. I guess I shouldn't have never made the first motion is where I'm going. Because
this doesn't have anything to do with what you were trying to do.
This is just omitting these guys' properties from the decrease.
The board's property. I mean, I know what you're trying to do, but we're off of that onto something different really right now.
The earlier motion, you exempted any properties owned by members of the BOE board from the, because, I mean, if your individual property came in here, you obviously wouldn't sit up there and vote on your individual property. It may not be a problem if you say, I'm going to increase 10% everybody in the county. You
just I understand an increase would be fine. The decrease.
Or even a decrease. If everybody got the decrease, but not everybody's getting the decrease, but everybody within a certain defined category is getting a decrease, and there may be one of you that's in that category. And I don't know that it creates a problem. I'm just saying the safer course.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I don't have a
now,
clue whether it's...
Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's no unfinished business in summer BOE. Is that correct, Donna?
I think by denying any that we didn't bring takes care of anything that hasn't been addressed. And we'll proceed. present these minutes to you, since you've all seen them, I'll present them the next regular meeting.
Can you do the motion that you were talking about?
You mean what we voted last Friday?
Him abstaining. Each one of us individually.
What we could do is I could bring a motion up to apply the BOE decision to Dr. Rose's property. I could get a second, and then he would abstain, and he would get the decrease. Is that correct?
If it passed, if he abstained, yes.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. Is it
fair? Should we do that for all five members?
I mean, it kind of seems ridiculous, but yeah, that's basically what we'd have to do. Is if the, you know.
I make a motion with John the son of BOE.
There you go. Here's a motion.
But that won't take care of this.
Nope.
Well, what's the one?
I'll make a motion to, not here in a second, make a motion to.
I heard it, there you go. I don't know where that went.
That doesn't go to a second, I don't believe.
Hold your motion for just a minute.
Hold your motion. Hold your horses. I've heard that before.
What was it?
On last Friday, we voted a very complicated motion that was pulled back up today
and
for clarification.
And changed.
And changed completely.
And changed. And the part about adding to some people who had not had any increase since 04 has now disappeared?
Yeah, it got replaced. That whole motion got replaced with the new motion.
Yeah.
So now that Friday motion is non-existent.
Yeah.
If he wants to make the motion, I'll make what he was trying to say.
Well, I guess the only question I have for the board members is to talk about, is it fair that the board members are not getting the decrease actions of the Board of Equalization?
I don't think it is.
Okay, then I'll make a motion.
There's only one fellow that I know of that's affected.
Did you get any increases?
You thought too long.
It wasn't significant.
Yes, I think I did. I don't remember how much.
You didn't get one?
10 or 12 different.
I voted against the whole motion, so it doesn't really matter to me.
So I'll make a motion to adjourn summer BOE.
Are you thinking about him right now?
Yeah.
Well, you may have a second, Danny, but can you withdraw your motion just for a second?
Well, you could second it for discussion, couldn't you?
No, I don't want to vote.
All right. I didn't get a second, so I guess it's withdrawn.
My motion will be to allow Dr. Rose's properties to be applied to any Board of Equalization decision.
Second.
Okay.
All
vote.
Favor.
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Abstain, Dr. Rose.
Oh, abstain. Oh, yes. All right, then I move.
I think Danny wants to admit, I asked him to wait, so.
No, go ahead. You guys go ahead and do it.
Go ahead. Danny, make your motion now.
There may be each one of you they have some properties that was involved in this deal, and so I'm going to abstain from every vote that's brought forward.
Gotcha. The motion's for Chuck's to be exempted from the BOE decision. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Staying. Why are you groaning, Bob?
What?
I just don't like the whole. I thought it might just be one piece of property, but I mean, basically,
you don't need to for me. I mean, that's what I've said.
I just don't like the whole thing going through the machinations.
If we do one person's, shouldn't it be equal for the whole board?
In order to do this,
I don't know that it was I said it was a potential problem in the first place that I hadn't researched it. So.
That's a pretty good example right there. You said it was a potential problem. I've had several phone calls concerning this, and I do not want to do something squirrely. I'm wrong.
So where is the vote right now? Bob, would you rather us make this decision, or you research and come back to normal BOE and we can make that decision at that point? Is that possible?
I suppose that's probably possible, yes.
Then I'd probably say let's not do the squirrely thing, which seems to be very squirrely, and just
erase that.
I don't know why we would stop now.
You have not heard a thing in the last 10 minutes.
So are we going to recall the vote then?
We already had a vote on Bob Rose.
Motion reconsider.
Vote on Chuck, too.
No, we haven't voted on Chuck.
No, we didn't get a vote on Chuck.
Yes, we did. One, two, three, two abstained.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Benny abstained.
I abstained.
It was the same thing. In both cases, it was, remember?
I'll make a motion to remove commonly known the squirrely last two votes.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hey, I thought you were going to abstain over there, Commissioner Strahan.
I voted aye on that one.
Motion to end summer BOE.
Man, I'll second that one.
Aye.
Oh.
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose.
I thought you were.
One of them. 4-1. We're over.
Aye.
You want to ring her up again? Ring her up again?
It's over.
No, I'll be there by the time now.
She okay? She'll need the caller. You want to let her know that you're coming?
I think she hasn't been able to change it. 335-4510.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Ring it up.
Dave, just wait a second.